In the old days, like 25 years ago, radio and TV reporters around the globe would produce their stories and then ship them out by plane. Today, at least with the Kashmir story, we're forced to do that again. 8 days ago, India clamped down on all communications in and out of Kashmir. That was a precautionary move taken by the Indian government after it revoked Kashmir's special status guaranteed to the majority Muslim state. The BBC's Yogita LeMay filed a dispatch from Kashmir yesterday, then had it flown to Delhi.
On Friday, mass protests took place in a part of Srinagar in which thousands of people participated. It was filmed by a BBC team. In it, you can see people running to safety. You can hear gunshots being fired. But we aren't able to go to the hospital, being stopped either by angry locals or by security forces. We were, however, able to put a question about it to a government spokesperson.
Are there any casualties in hospital, sir?
You see, the police has already made a detailed statement yesterday about that, that there was absolutely no firing, not a single gunshot was fired, and that is it.
Not much clarity in his answer there, and the Ministry of Home Affairs of the national government has denied claims that any protest larger than 20 people took place in Srinagar.
That was the BBC's Yogita LeMay filing from Kashmir. The tension in Kashmir dates back decades. Wars and conflicts have erupted over the disputed territory. India's nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi was behind the move to remove Kashmir's status last week.
Jammu Kashmir aur Ladakh mein.
Here's Modi speaking in Hindi, saying that a new era has begun. As we said earlier, it's been extremely hard to get independent information from Kashmir, but this afternoon we were able to hear directly from there. A few hours ago, we got through to a journalist on the inside.
This is Rahul Pandita reporting from Srinagar in Kashmir Valley.
But we couldn't establish a solid phone connection with Rahul Pandita, so we did the next best thing. We sent him written questions, and he responded in a very 21st century way. He recorded his answers and sent them back to us as voice memos. Pandita says it got a lot harder to move around Kashmir today.
Fearing an untoward incident or clashes with Indian security forces, a very strict curfew was enforced because of the festival of Eid al-Adha. It is a day when Muslim men and women and children come out in large numbers to offer prayer in mosques.
So harder to get to the mosques because Indian authorities prohibited the use of vehicles, but not impossible. People can move around on foot. Pandita says people have also been able to get essential supplies from shops off the main roads, and they're still getting to the mosques.
At 7 a.m. this morning, Indian Standard Time, some of us climbed onto the Shankaracharya Hill, which is a hill formation in the heart of Srinagar. So we could hear the azan from mosques all over the valley. We also saw a large number of people offering their prayers in three mosques, which we could see from that hill formation. Once the prayers were done, then people fearing clashes between, you know, other people and security forces, they preferred to stay indoors.
Rahul Pandita says many Kashmiris are angry with the Indian government's clampdown, but others are uncomfortable voicing their support. He says everyone is nervous, and it's unclear when communications will be back up.
We get a sense from the authorities that mobile network and internet will be down for a long, long time. Though in the next few days, there might be some concession on landline phones. The main reason why mobile networks will remain shut down is because the Indian authorities fear that the terrorist organizations like Hizbul Mujahideen, Lashkar-e-Toyba, and Jaish-e-Mohammed, these are Pakistan-based terrorist organizations. They think that ground workers will use these networks, WhatsApp calls, WhatsApp messages, to incite people into violence.
That was journalist Rahul Pandita in Kashmir.